Welcome to What Should I Do With My Life? Figuring it out from those who seem to have it all figured out. I'm your host, Stephanie Horowitz. When's the last time you stopped and asked yourself, what am I doing with my life? Why am I doing this? Do I even like this? Join me as we hear the inspiring stories of real people to find out what they did and are doing with their lives. Are they satisfied? Would they have done anything differently? Maybe through these stories, we will figure out how to bring more meaning and passion in our day-to-day. Hey everyone, hope you're doing well. My name is Stephanie Horowitz and I will be your host through this journey, or should I say hostess with the mostest. I just wanted to do a quick little intro episode to tell you a bit about what you're getting yourselves into, what we are getting ourselves into, and how it came about. I'm always thinking, what should I be doing with my life and what makes me happy? Do I like what I'm doing? Do I feel fulfilled? I know that a lot of my good friends feel similarly, and we're all kind of trying to figure it out. Some of us are doing things because we feel like we should instead of because we want to. Many of us feel pressure that we want to be fulfilled, we want to be satisfied, we want to be doing something where our career is meaningful, not just something to pay the bills or to do from 9 to 5. We want our passion to be our work. In this podcast, I really want us to come together to hear stories from all different kinds of people and hopefully get inspired. We're going to hear what they've been doing with their lives, what they're currently doing with their lives, whether it's folks who've had 40-year-long careers in the same industry to people who are job hopping every year or doing remote work or just trying to figure it out. We're going to get it all. It's going to be a great mix. I'm really excited for you to hear some of these stories. I think there's a lot to learn, and I think that we just have to remember that we're in this together. A lot of us do want to be doing something that we're excited about, that satisfies us and is meaningful. And I think part of the challenge is to be true to ourselves and not do things because we think we need to, and start choosing to do things that feel good, that we want to do, that let us best contribute to the world and best use our skills and gifts. I'm really hoping that this podcast will help us think a bit outside the box. I'm not saying everyone needs to get up and quit their jobs right now. I think one of the biggest difficulties is finding your own passion. I mean, there's some people who know that they love painting and just want to be painters, but don't feel like they can, maybe for financial reasons or whatnot. And that's one battle. And then the other battle is those who don't even know what the passion is and want to feel the passion and feel excited about it and don't even know how to find it or where to look. So it's definitely hard. And I just think that we'll open up our minds a bit, think outside the box and see what we can do to make our day-to-days more meaningful, whether it is a career pivot, whether it's supplementing what we're doing at work with a side project or a side passion or volunteering, doing something that feels good. Also, I think it's important that we separate ourselves from our careers. I know that a lot of this podcast is going to be talking to people about their work and what they've been doing, but we don't have to equal our work. We are a lot more than our work and we are a lot more than our productivity. And that's just a mantra that I'm like trying to take in all the time. So I'm trying to put it back out in the world that we are worthy and valuable regardless of our careers. And it's also just really important to sit with ourselves and identify what do we like and what are we good at, what do we want to do more of, and see how we can incorporate that into our day-to-day lives. So that's it from me. Please feel free to rate, review, subscribe, give me your feedback. I hope you enjoy, and let's do it.